Another long day. Another paycheck. You'd think they'd at least appreciate how hard I'm working to keep this little arrangement going. But no. I bet the moment I walk downstairs, I'll hear the same old complaints. Let me change into these clothes. I don't need to worry about that stupid little pig. He can sit there and wait. He doesn't need me right now. Ugh, I can hear it. It's faint, but I can hear the stupid voice. It's not like they have to do anything but sit there and behave. I'm the one who has to run around taking care of everything, working, cooking, cleaning. Honestly, I wonder if they even realize how lucky they are to have someone on their knees doing all of this for them while they sit there and they scream and they beg and they whine incessantly all day. And it's not like they don't even like the situation. They're just screaming to scream. Oh. What a challenger.
She enters the basement. Her voice sharp, but controlled.
Oh, for the love of... What? Now? What could you possibly be yelling about at this time? Oh. You're hungry? Well, guess what? I'm hungry, too. Hungry for a moment of peace and quiet. After working all day to feed both of us. But no. Instead of gratitude, I come home to you yelling like a spoiled brat. Do you think this is easy for me? Keeping you here, making sure no one finds out. I'm doing this for us, you know. You just don't get it, do you? You think I like coming home to this? To you? Whining about every little thing like it's my fault! You know, I was planning to make you something nice for dinner. But no, I think you need a new lesson about gratitude. Do you know what this is? Of course you do. You're a saint. You're so amazing. You're so smart. But you've seen it sitting there, haven't you? It was just in case you decided to act up. You're about to find out how it works. There. Perfect fit. Now maybe this will help you remember how to behave. Right after that, I'll add some deck tape to that precious mouth. It does have to go all the way around. Thank you for asking. All right. Perfect. I thought we had enough yelling for one day. All right, come on. Let's go outside. I think some fresh air will do you good. Besides, I don't want to hear you stopping around in the basement anymore. It's nice out here, isn't it? Quiet, secluded. No one will hear you if you try to make a scene. Not that you can, with that tape on your mouth. Now, here's how this is gonna work. You'll stay out here until I decide you've learned your lesson. No yelling, no whining, no trying to escape. Just sit back and think about how much easier your life could be if you just behaved. Who knows? Maybe you'll start to like it out here. After all, isn't this how you've been acting? Like a little dog. It's only fitting. Don't give me that look. You brought this on yourself. If you had just been quiet and grateful, we wouldn't be here right now. Fine. If you want to come back inside, you'll have to earn it. Crawl to me. Show me that you've learned your place. Aw, there you go. Such a good little pet. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? Now, let's go back inside and see if you can keep up this good behavior. Otherwise, next time, I might not let you back in so quickly. Or at all. Remember, all you have to do is behave. That's not so hard, is it? Good pets always get rewarded.